Monday to you, and welcome to today's daily teaching. I hope you've had a really good weekend and went and listened to the teaching from yesterday, all about conscious living, living our life with intent and on purpose. So this week I am kicking off a really good motivational week. One of the things about motivation is we hear that word being thrown around so often, and it can even sound itself a little bit off-putting, because it's like, how am I going to feel motivated? What's going to uplift me and what's going to make me want to do the things that I've always thought about or have been trying to work on for so long? So oftentimes I think with goals that we might have, or even just a simple step of changing one thing in our life, from wherever you are right now, so think about for a moment where you are in yourself. How are you feeling? Are you feeling low? Are you feeling full of energy? Are you feeling full of confidence, or maybe struggling with your self-esteem? Wherever you're at is okay. We're just going to start from where you are right now. And one of the things, as I've asked you to do, is just to think throughout the day, how am I actually feeling? Where am I in myself at this point? Because it doesn't matter where you are. The aim of this week is to get you to feel more clear and more focused, and even just know the direction of where you want to go. Everybody's goals are different. So for one person, it can be goals that are really, really far out there that they are absolutely going to get and achieve. And for others, it can be just even making the simple step of having a goal to set goals and take some little steps towards them. So again, everything is relevant to where you are. Do not compare yourself to anybody. Do not compare your goals to anybody else's. They're personal to you. And no matter if it means that you just want to get up every day and feel a little bit more happy or a little bit more confident in yourself, that is fantastic. So give yourself a bit of a break this morning or this evening, whenever you're listening to this, and just think about, where am I at the moment and how would I like to feel that's different? That's what we'll start off with. Just a small indicator to yourself of how would you like to feel. So we are on the 5th of March today, which is a Monday, and I'd like you to kind of think about where you'd like to be on the 5th of April. So we're just going a month ahead. Now, the goals we'll be setting later, you can pick 6 months ahead, a year ahead, 18 months ahead. But for the purpose of just right now listening to this audio, where would you like to be in a month's time? How would you like to feel? And what small steps would you like to have taken? I feel the thing with goals is sometimes we can set goals that feel so far out of our reach right now. We look at them and it looks like a big mountain that we want to climb, and we think, there's no way I'm going to get there. I'll take a few steps, but then generally we either procrastinate or sabotage yourself, which I'm going to talk about a little bit during the week, a bit more around those things that we do to hold ourselves back is really what I want to focus on during the week. But for today, it's about recognizing that whatever goals you have are achievable. Think about the goal as like the destination. So for example, a bit of a trivial example, but if you wanted to go on holidays, you might pick a date. So say you're going to decide you're going to go on holidays on the 17th of June this year. You look at where you want to go. You might research a little bit about it. You might look at different hotels, look at different prices, look at the best flights to get, the best times to fly out at. So you're doing a bit of research. You're looking at what's going to make you happy when it's there. What's the weather going to be like? Then what you might next do is just book your flight and your hotel. And probably over the next number of weeks and months before you get there, you start to put a bit of money away for going. You might start to plan a couple of trips and start visualizing hopefully what the holiday is going to be like. More particularly, actually look forward to it. You're like, I'm going on holidays in a couple of months and everything feels really good. That's the energy that we want to give to our goals, that we're focusing on achieving something, imagining ourselves being there in a month's time, for example, on the 5th of April, or feeling different, feeling uplifted, and feeling wherever we would like to be at that time. We break our goals down into small steps. So like, you book the holiday, you save the money, you pick the trips, and you deal with it all as you get there. You might want to lose weight for your holiday, you might want to buy clothes, whatever it is. So look at goals as baby steps. I feel the best way to achieve big goals is to break them down into weekly steps that actually feel quite easy, are realistic to achieve, and more particularly because we're doing this through It's Time For Me, that are going to fit into your daily routine. We don't want anything stressful or strenuous, because ultimately, if you know it's going to be too hard or you're not going to get the time, you're going to fail before you begin, and that is going to be very disheartening. So underneath this audio, there is a small little wheel that I have there called the Wheel of Life. And this is really just to get you to look at each area of your life. So we're going through career, finances, social life, our physical environment, which is your home, where you're living, how you're feeling in the space you're living, whether that's physically or emotionally or both. We're then looking at your relationships, so both romantically and friends and family, okay? Looking at your health and well-being, also looking then at your attitude to life, whether that's positive or negative, and also then looking at your personal development, so how much you think you're developing. And what I'd like you to do with this wheel is to have a look at it. If you get time to take a piece of pen and paper out, it would be helpful to maybe copy out the wheel. And out of 10, 0 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, you are going to grade today where you feel your life is right now. That's all we're going to do. Today is just about getting clear of where you are in yourself. You may have recently done this wheel with me. Some of you may be having coaching sessions with me at the moment, or have had coaching sessions with me before. But I think doing a wheel at any point, even if it's a couple of weeks later, or a couple of months later, it's really good, because as we know, life changes, stresses changes, and things move quite fast. So we might be in a different place. It's a really good place as well to do them yourself. Generally, and if you've had coaching with me or are having coaching with me at the moment, I would generally do the wheel for you while we're talking. So this is an opportunity for you to actually sit down and fill it out yourself, okay? And maybe just keep it somewhere. So that's all I want you to do today. Get clear on where you are. Think throughout the day or the evening, how am I feeling in myself? And think about where you'd like to be on the 5th of April, and then get clear on what's actually going on right now. And tomorrow we'll take the next step. So I'm really looking forward to this week. I'm hoping it's going to energize you. I'm going to be joining you in all of these teachings, starting off creating my own wheel today. And I'm excited to do that because I've lots that I want to achieve. And I feel sometimes our head can be all over the place. Let's use some practical, realistic, and more particularly some easy and simple tools that can get us there very fast and get us to feel a lot better in ourselves. So I wish you a great Monday, and looking forward to connecting with you tomorrow. And also just to say, if you've any questions on anything that comes up this week, or if you have any questions in general, as always, you can send me a text by replying to the number you get your text from, or you can also send me an email to carolinemariemead@gmail.com. Thanks again. See you tomorrow.